You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
How does your garden grow?
It's time for Greening Out with Jim on 95BFM.
Morena Jim, it's been a minute. How are you?
Morena Rachel, yeah, it has been a minute. I'm sore.
Oh no, I know.
My whole body aches, but I'm outside walking around my garden and it's looking cool.
That is good. I drove past your garden on the weekend and I was like, what a beautiful thing to see. It really is lovely to see a bit of joy in the streets.
It's bonkers, right?
Yeah, the very wild flowers you've got growing there.
Yes, the large yellow flowering ones on the right are Jerusalem artichokes. So they are, the tubers are edible, but I've actually never eaten them. I grow them because they grow, 3 meters tall, and they're the most happy-looking things in the world. Like, I'm just looking at a little monarch butterfly that's probably asleep on one of the flowers. It's just really cool, you know?
Jerusalem artichokes are quite a polarized flavor, I think. People either really love them, they're quite a delicacy, or they sort of give people the ick, I think. So I'd be keen to hear people's thoughts on Jerusalem artichokes on 5395. Maybe tips even for how to cook it so that you don't get the ick, because they've got quite a, I don't even know how to describe it, kind of a weirdly almost fleshy flavor. I'm not sure if that's the right,
I've never cooked them, and everyone I talk to is like, oh yeah, nah, yuck. And then a few people, I think they pickle them or brine them or
Cook
them with fish or something. I'm not sure, but they're when you grow them, after they flower and they die down, they make so many more tubers. So, I just had a paper bag chopped off at my porch last year. I don't know who dropped them off, but I popped them in and they're fantastic. So
I love that. Just mystery bulbs arriving at your house from a mystery bulb source is a very nice thing.
It's not an uncommon occurrence.
People see your beautiful garden and they go, this person will take good care of these.
Yeah, well, we'd plant them at least. The garden's pretty chaotic at the moment. There's a lot of tasks for me to do, but also for listeners to do as well.
Yeah, what is the right thing to be getting stuck into at this time of the year? Because we are very much in an autumnal mood now. What's the sort of top tip for the garden at this time?
Well, I mean, it's feijoa season, firstly, which is really cool. I actually just had my first feijoa off the tree this morning, and it was, it was great. It was very sweet. So I guess one of the things you should, if you garden outside, I guess, a good thing to do in the autumn garden is to just clean up. The garden's probably peaking at the moment, all your fruit's bountiful, so maybe look up some pickling recipes or preserves or give away anything that you can't eat. And really kind of now's the time to hack back and expose some space and kind of think, plan ahead for what worked this year or what didn't work, what do you kind of want to do next year. So I'm looking at my garden and a lot of the dahlias, I think, are too close to the footpath, and so I need to put them back in the border a bit. So I'll dig them up and put them back more. And so I think just, autumn's a really good time to assess what worked and what didn't, and maybe plan a little bit for when the next growing season comes in full sweep. But we still are in a growing season, so it's really good to plant all your brassicas, leafy greens, like mesclun and spinach and lettuce. They all grow really well over the cooler months.
You don't get that speedy flowering thing that happens in the summer.
No, you're not going to plant coriander and then within a week it's going to be in flower. but in saying that as well, if things are in flowering and setting seed now, chop some of the heads off and save seed. It's a way to get free plants for next year and get
things
away. I just pack them back and put them in a little envelope and then write on them what they were and when I harvested them. Or if I don't know what they are, there's some envelopes in my house that just say, orange flower, really beautiful. But I kind of know what that is, so I'll plant that around an area that works with orange.
Nice.
Are
you someone who maps it out? My boyfriend is very organized about his garden. He sits down with a piece of paper and he draws what he's going to put in where it's going. Is that something that you do?
Well, I mean, that's what I do for a job. So as a job, I'm a landscape designer with Xanthi White Design. It's a studio in Morningside. So I spend all day making plans of people's gardens and figuring out, you know, how to address any thing that they've got going on and how to make the best use of the space. But in my personal garden, it's kind of more me, so it's more chaotic, and I just really, I don't know, I just like it. Manic garden, really.
Very nice. I mean, you can't really go wrong. I think there's always personality in a bit of a manic garden. Mine is a bit like that as well. Also,
yeah.
I did a clear out of mine maybe a couple of weeks ago because it was just a bit too overrun. And I've discovered all of the tomatoes that have just decided to start reseeding themselves at the moment. They're not really going to do much for me, so I might have to thin them out. But also the radishes are going crazy. I had some radishes that just reseeded, so that's great. I didn't have to do any work there.
Radishes are my favorite thing to grow. Like, you can get so much enjoyment out of growing solely radishes. You can do them in pots on your balcony. They go from seed to radish really quickly and wonderfully, and they're cool. Like,
we should
eat more radishes. They're beautiful and yummy.
Totally. And something that I think I've only really recently got into is roasting radishes and sauteing them as well, because they go really buttery and delicious if you cook them like that. I always think of them as being a lovely fresh thing you chuck in a salad, but when you cook them like that, it's a whole new world that you unlock with the radish.
Do you do them in butter or oil?
Both, but butter I think is better, to be honest. Bit of butter, a little bit of garlic and thyme. Chef's kiss. Very good stuff.
I've got these watermelon radishes that I need to grow. They're like a bigger vegetable, and they kind of, I think they start off red around the outside, and then they go kind of purpley, and then white in the middle. Some of those really like fancy restaurants would have them like with a little drizzle and some splash of like balsamic reduction or something, you know.
Yum.
It's like pretty ooh la la.
Very bougie.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good thing to be planting. We've had some texts about Jerusalem artichokes, by the way.
Polarizing.
As expected, totally polarized. Someone says Jerusalem artichoke soup, beautiful, or roasted, also beautiful. And then we've had another text that just said it's like eating an ant's nest. So the vibes are very different.
I don't know, maybe people like ants' nests. It's like, that is...
Have a munch.
Maybe I'll have a munch. I don't know. I think I need to dig them up and replant them around other parts of the garden. They really grew very well.
Sometimes it can be its own problem.
yeah, totally. But I don't know, maybe listeners are like me and you've let your garden kind of go a bit hectic, so I think now is a good time to start thinning out, pop the stuff in the compost that isn't going to seed. If you have deciduous trees in your neighborhood, you can create some leaf mold. Really awesome stuff to do.
Awesome. Oh, that sounds great. Good autumnal activities in the garden. Thank you very much for that, Jim. Have a lovely rest of your morning, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Brilliant. Take care.
See ya.
From the smallest seed grows a mighty forest.
That was Greening Out with Jim, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.